Hi.
Hi. Okay. I'd like to call the Sullivan County Funding Corp to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Mr. Siegel?
Here.
Mr. Siegel's present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. Ms. Roig? Ms. Laughlin is absent, Mr. Smith is absent, and Mr. Perello is absent.
Oh, I'm here. He's back.
Oh, Mr. Perello.
I've been here.
Okay, Mr. Perello's on.
On Steingart time. So, approval of the minutes for March 9th, special meeting?
I'll move that.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's go right into the financials. Go ahead. You can go over again. Linda and Ziva.
Yes, thank you. So I'm going to be referring to document number 6919. And that's it's a draft financial statement. And again, our opinion is unmodified or otherwise known as a clean opinion. Your financial statements are fairly stated in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. Again, we have a management's discussion and analysis that the comments there are prepared by management. I'm going to direct you to the statement of net position, which is on page 6 of the document or 10 of the PDF, that shows that the total assets are $852,651 in liabilities, leaving net position unrestricted of $852,000. The next page is a statement of activities. We had revenues of just over $11,000 on total operating expenses with $319,000, resulting in an operating loss of almost $308,000, $1,300 in interest income with a negative change in net position of $306,540. Following that is our statement of cash flows, which gives you an indication of what the cash inflows and outflows were, resulting in a decrease in cash of $421,000. Again, also in this document, the notes to the financial statement cover your significant accounting policies, gives you detail on the notes receivable, and the only change in this document from the one that was initially sent out is also a similar change in the subsequent event note. Following that, we have a schedule of conduit debt showing beginning basic terms, beginning balance payments, and the outstanding balance at the end of the year. The final section of this document is our report on government, based on government auditing standards, in which we have no reportable findings. And if there's no other questions, then I would move on to the board report. This is also labeled number 6919, board report, and it's like the IDA, they contains required communications to the board and the disagreements are journal entries were accepted by management. We have management suggestions in here, as I mentioned a bit earlier, the information technology, accounts payable, and capitalization are the same as in the IDA and the LDC and have been reviewed by management. So there's